Prada. Only father, screaming my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
Ako adele ago. Abo moka mota ne bol. Cause I pull up in the
Bentley. I just want to be high,
be high,
be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No man get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't want you to bet, 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 man.
Malaku Ivan, Malaku come. She be make a samoa. Say my cookie now go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, welcome back, well, welcome back, well, welcome back. It's another beautiful week, another great day. It's Wednesday evening. We always come here at Radio Fab and, you know, give you the best of African music. I go by the name Dachule Sherberg, and I'm always and also in the studios of Radio Fab. And not too much this week. We're just going to be dancing and dancing all throughout this week. Like, we're just going to be, like, tripping in some, you know, Leads You, Gist, and all of those. But along the line, we're going to be doing a lot of dancing. And in other words, we're going to be talking about the songs we're going to be playing today, and about the artist also, and let you, you know, discovery and biography of the artist, either dead or alive. Yeah, we've got both here today. And without wasting too much time, I just want to go straight to the music. We have Ruga Girlfriend. And when we come back, we'll talk about Ruga. We'll talk about the title of the song, Girlfriend.
To take my eyes off of you, especially your bite and move. The way you hold that thing, me wanna hold that thing. Baby, let me take a look. Oh Lord, me want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong. But since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She said she know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I, what if I, oh la la, what if I, what if I do? Listen to me quick, so me girlfriend say she wants me back home by 2. What will I do? So me tell her say my car broke down at mile 2. Girl, I won't be home so soon. Oh Lord, me want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong. But since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She said she know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? Girl, I am wayward. Be like not the only way forward. Your back looking like 2 planets. You're not from the same world. Alright. Girl, I am famous. Swear down, I'm a playboy too. And if you bust up my brain too much, I swear if it's break up, boy. Can't seem to take my eyes off of you, especially your bite and move. The way you roll that thing, me wanna roll that thing. Baby, let me take a look. Oh Lord, me want all the girls in the whole world. I know what I'm doing is so wrong. But since no man can focus, we definitely don't give a fuck. She know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said she know me got a woman on me bed. What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She said she know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I do? She know me got a woman on me bed. What if I, what if I, what if I, what if I do? Girlfriend, what if I, what if I, what if I, what if I do?
Okay, that Kukuruku. Was Ruga, and he titled that very one girlfriend. There was this UK girl who listens to Afrobeat a lot, and she was just talking about the difference between Rema and what's it called, Ruga, and she said when everybody hear another banger, that's like more of the intro of Rema. He says everybody goes crazy. He said before, that one not the movie, but when I hear Kukuruku, cook that thing, I was like, man, fuck it. That's a bad intro also. And that was Girlfriend by Ruga. And definitely Ruga is a Yoruba boy who was born on the 23rd of September 1999 in Lagos. And he was also raised there. And he's originally from Ijemu local government area from Kogi State, as I said. And he's Limelight just came on in 2021, if I'm not making any mistake. Yes, in 2021, when it was discovered by The Prince, who is the CEO of Johnson Ward. And for those who don't really know, a lot of people were even thinking that it was, you know, co-signed to Mavin, but it's not. The only person who is from Johnson Ward and co-signed to Mavin is Rema. But for the but for Ruga, no, he's not. That aside, he's also, you know, signed to Sony Music UK, and also he joined versions with Columbia Records. And he released a song titled One Skirt featuring Rema in January 2021. And in February, he released Ruga, a single from the EP Pandemic. That was just after the pandemic, by the way. And from there, Ruga has been doing this thing, like, you know, time after time, like, how can I say it? I can generally say that he's one of his biggest hits, like, ever, is the one he titled as Siwaju. That song was all over Africa late last 2 years. That was around 2022, and trust me, everybody was playing that shit. It was like for like, the song generally was like topping the chart for like around 4 months or more or less, if I'm not making any mistake. And so I can say that's Ruga for you. For those who don't really know him, or who is not really bright to the Afro community or the Afro world, you just only know maybe Davido, Burna Boy, Wizkid, Rema, and, you know, some other really famous ones. But trust me, Ruga is one of our finest, and he's doing it, and he's doing it, like, to the top. Let me just put it that way, he's doing it to the top. And another thing about Ruga was that he had to settle his beef with Buju, because for those who really don't know, Buju is also one of the, like, you know, top B artist. Let me don't call him an A artist generally. I can't really rate him as the top artist right now, but he's a B artist, not too famous and not too well local, like, if you understand what I mean. Like, he's not on the A list, but neither on the C list, but let me just put it on the B list. So Ruga and Buju has been having this thing, you know, for a very long time now, if I'm not making any mistake. It was just some, like, an online thing, like, that happened, and Ruga said something and Buju reacted. And another thing happened also when we were both nominated for the Eddings, and the category of the next rated. I guess that category has caused more harm than good. It was only last year that I guess the Odumodu Black won it, and what's this boy's name? Kahid also came on stage with him, and he just made shout out to everybody and all of those. That's Odumodu Black in general. So, but when it's just for others, like, it has been around since, like, Ricardo Banks and what was his name again, Likesh shit happened, and the next rated has been, you know, as one of the most toughest category in Nigerian music industry, because many people believe anybody who is next rated is like the next big thing in Afro world. Trust me, everybody, we see it that way. So if you're rating somebody to be the next rated and the person is not really performing what the next rated is supposed to do, trust me, everybody will like, and a lot of people just get mad and all of those. But that aside, so I was campaigning for Buju, while a friend of mine was campaigning for Ruga. But I wasn't saying Ruga was bad, but I was saying Buju deserves it better, because he had more collaborations, he's able to, you know, do diversities, he's able to do diverse songs, like from reggae to Afrobeat, Afro dance, or even R&B. Whatever thing you give to him, he's able to do. But just Ruga is always, he's just, I'm not saying he's not, but I'm saying for what he has done at that time to when he was nominated, it was just only Afro dance and all of those. So I was like,
I think Buju is, you know, is our next rated artist. That's what should be. I campaigned for him. Let me use the word. So at the end of the day, Buju won it, and I guess all of those things escalated and all of those. But no, time run by, and you know, as it was once said, there is no forever friend and there is no long last enemy. So everybody can change ways. Your best friend today can become your worst enemy, and your worst enemy yesterday could be your best friend today. So it's they both had a collaboration today, and the name of the song is called Romeo Must Die. It's a very great song. Go check it out. It's everywhere on every streaming platform and all of those. So nothing much. Right now we have Spyro featuring Fino Fino, and they both titled this one Shut Down.
Dollar for my hand, diamond for my wrist, Prada on my feet, steady rocking Louis V. Every time I pull up in my G's, oh my God, you don't shut it down.
Spyro, I say kid, mama tell me I be star boy. Prophet tell us say go in loud, come
loud.
So I think say it go easy, but Oju any man la, Oju any man la. I enter industry like bagang, break is over. Me I think say I go blow it all the ginger, cause everywhere I go they tell me say I too sabi. Why I never blow, me self I no sabi.
So I shout Holy Ghost, save my soul. Give me lamba, make I blow. See me so, my mates don't go. This December, I want to show. Steady rocking Louis V. Anytime I pull up with my G's, oh my God, we don't shut it down.
Yo. G's,
shut it down.
I came from nothing to something pretty. God make my time low. I want to feel among is you cook and make woe. So I face my fears, my blood and sweat and tears. Nobody answer me, be like say nobody care. Ah, to Panama Lanka, I'm now a biggie man. From right to riches now, it be like cinema. I'm a blind ceiling fan, the boy is chilling now. Show them gonna be man, I'm the biggest in town.
Yeah, the biggest fish in town. Ebu Musa got on my basso. Work in a lizzy from Milano. Let the boy in the cinepato. Yeah, if he fend jamo, I'm a cousin for chico plano. Maybe he felt like it, and what I'm now, I know I holla for my side. Buy the mall on it, cover when I take get the mind. Bank a lot to get that money, no fee for my hand. New currency, we my dance, call the boy on time. Call the boy on time, I got
dollar for my hand, diamond for my wrist, Prada on my feet, steady rocking Louis V. Anytime I pull up in my G's, oh my God, we done shut it down. Dollar for my hand, diamond for my wrist, Prada on my feet, steady rocking Louis V. Anytime I pull up in my G's, G's, Jesus, we done shut it down. Dollar for my hand, diamond for my wrist, every time I shut down when I pull up in my G's, Prada on my feet, steady rocking Louis V. Anywhere we enter, we know them and they know.
Okay, that was Spyro featuring Fino Fino, and the boat titled that very one. What is it called? What's the name of the song again? Sorry, I forgot the Mamma Mia. So, you know, talking about Spyro, he really said something controversial the other time on our what's it called, the Bunch podcast, when he said, what's his name? That Charlie Poppy is just promoting what's it called, immorality and all of those. So he really got a lot of hate from what's it called, the South Side, like generally, especially the Benins, and they were all mad at him, and they were like, if you're saying this and you are doing a Christian song, there is no problem, but you are not too far from being ungodly, and yeah, you are calling somebody ungodly. And a lot of people really came on him, and I guess he almost crashed his own career with his own ends, trust me, or with his own mouth, let's put it that way, because trust me, that was the most controversial shit ever. How could you be describing an upcoming colleague like you, or just in the name of, you just want to, like, I don't know, say things, or you just want to be like feel good. I really don't know what he was trying to propose to us, but I guess we didn't accept the proposal. Let me just put it that way. The internet, they really kind of liked it, you know, understand? So that was that for that. And talking about the song, a lot of people also mistake something. Let me say something. All African songs generally are not Afrobeat. As I said it before, Afrobeat is an Afrobeat song, and there are other genres of songs like we have in Africa, like for example the one of the greatest one that is really famous right now apart from Afrobeat, it's called Amapiano. We have Our Life, we have Fuju, we have a lot. I really can't name them all. We have a lot. So what you just heard was an Our Life mixed with Ogeni. I don't know how to pronounce it. I hope I pronounce it right. So that's like a pattern of song, especially from the Eastern Nigerian, like especially Ogeni, that's what they call it, Ogeni. If I'm pronouncing it right, I'm sorry. If you're from the East, just correct me. I don't know. So Ogeni is like a traditional drums. They had their own traditional trumpet. If you can really listen to the song, there's every percussions of it we are from Ogeni. So what I'm trying to say is that song might be in the Afrobeat category, but trust me, it is not an original Afrobeat song. It's an Our Life mixed with Ogeni, and mostly it is an Eastern pattern kind of song, like from the East. People from the East, that kind of music they do. And talking about Phyno, a lot of us these days might not know Phyno, but trust me, back in the 2010s, 2012, Phyno, I guess, and Olamide, we are like the top-notch rappers we had in Nigeria, or in general in Africa, if I'm not capping, like if I'm not making any mistake. These guys were really taking over the thrones. Like they were like the Wizkid, Davido, and Burna Boy of today. Like if you want to have a good song, you've got to involve those guys in it. If you want to have a great song, there is no cap. I keep saying there is no drawing back. But today the guy just he feels relented. I don't know what happened. Maybe probably his time has passed, because I believe that's one thing about music. That's why some people today, I heard somebody comparing Taylor Swift with Michael Jackson. It was like, I guess Taylor Swift's fame is good. What the fuck? Are you seriously kidding me? Like, I guess if there is any most celebrated human being alive that has ever lived, I believe, if not apart from like the religious people like Jesus, Muhammad, and others, like in those days, like I'm talking about like ever lived, no cap, I'm telling you the truth, like ever lived, Michael Jackson should be among. I guess in the next 100 years, Michael Jackson will forever be. If not that, I don't know what happened. Like his image was terminated, unfortunately. But trust me, Michael Jackson should have been one of the like top five people. Up to five famous people who have ever lived. If I'm not making this mistake, that guy should. Maybe I'll make a quick Google search just to clarify my doubt, because I know in my heart. So what I'm trying to say is, people just look at this day's generation and be like, yeah, like for example now, whatever Wizkid is doing today, Burna Boy is doing today. But trust me, there were people who were really doing it in the 80s, like Magic Fashe, for example. I know of that because I read his biography. So what I'm trying to say is, you look at some celebrities, you'll be like, yeah, this is the first time we do this. It's not the first time. People have been doing it. People have been there. They've done even greater things. But trust me, just that you are hearing them right now at your era. So that is why you're capping, like you're trying to bracket your greatest with the greatest of all greatest. I don't know if I can say. So Phyno is one of the greatest of all greatest, even if most of you might have not heard of him at that time. So trust me, he's one of those who has been there and still doing it. Without talking too much right now, I have Tiwa Savage, Kiss Daniel, and Young John. They title this one, Hello Baby.
Hey, it's Young John, the wicked.
Hello baby, yo. How do you do? Show my family. Oh, let me see. I don't mind. Why shall I shine? Show my family. Let me see. Super. Come on, baby.
I know you want it.
Je m'appelle baby, so much of my losa. If you no get money, alone, mumasa. If you did your pakuruma, the wicked producer like in the mall. See what it's there for Kodomo, baby, I like ya, umbono ya, my sherry. pekele ma sheri o mumi ni bebeji o beji o beji o oya ma sheri o pekele ma sheri o mumi ni bebeji o beji o beji o.
Hello baby yo, how do you do? Show my fairy, oh only let me see. I don't mind, why shall I shine? Show my fairy, only let me see. Hey, super, well, come on baby, well, I know you want it. Let them know, let them know, say somebody do.
Let them know, let them know, say I'm not for sale.
Yeah, I do that, your home of those like who?
And you know be my area father, but you must fight for me.
Hello, recruit. Hello, baby, yo. How do you do? Show my family, oh, let me see. I don't mind, why shall I shine?
Okay, that was Hello Baby by Young John featuring Tiwa Savage and the one and only Kings Daniel. And seriously speaking, I'm one of those who said, and I'm still saying, that Kings Daniel is one of those guys who knows how to do their personal songs. So when it comes to feature, it doesn't really have to deliver. But trust me, there's always an exception to everything. And this is one of the exceptions. Like, this song was magnificent. And I can say Tiwa Savage was just involved due to, like, okay, the queen has to be in the song. But trust me, Kings Daniel did everything he has to do. And the song was all done. I was like, okay, let's just add Tiwa Savage because Kings Daniel did justice to the beat. And talking about Young John, I don't know if most of us can remember last time I told you guys that Young John is one of those guys that started as a producer. Like if you came into Afro beats like in the early 2010s, you understand that yes, Young John were one of those who gives us the hits from Olamide back to back. No cap. He was one of those. Even one of the most famous songs Olamide did at that time after his album Rhapsody, yeah. After the album Rhapsody, it was from Young John, and guess what? The song was one of the greatest, like, ever that he did. And after that, he kept doing his thing, and along the line, he had to start featuring people, had his own platform. And right now, I can tell you, Young John officially is now a musical artist. I think the last time I heard him produce was like 3-4 years ago. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't produce anymore, but I'm saying last time I heard something really great from his, like, that really big, let me don't use great, like, really big from his production was like 3-4 years ago. But right now, he's more of a singer than a producer. Yeah, that's what I have to say. And talking about Kings Daniel, I'll give that guy also a 5-star general because I can say, Kings Daniel, as I said, in his own personal song, I can say Kings Daniel is one of those who doesn't have a bad song. I'm sorry to say. If you're hearing this, I'm sorry to say. Kings Daniel does not have a bad song. Somebody once tweeted and said, Kings Daniel is so underrated, and generally, because we went to a housewarming party and we played this guy's song for like 4 to 5 hours and nobody ever stopped dancing. That's how good that guy is. No cap. I don't know. See, the truth is, I don't know how to say this. I don't know how he does it, how he still doing it. I think so many A-list artists are overhyped, and Kings Daniel are better than most of them. Take my words or leave it. What I'm trying to say is, make a Kings Daniel playlist, play his song 3-4 hours, and trust me, you never get bored by a few tracks. But when it comes to order, even go reach Burna Boy himself. Don't know the lie. Let's not just lie to ourselves. Burna Boy, the greatest right now, might have some song that you'll be like, let's skip that. But you're talking about Kings Daniel? Trust me, there is no skipping. And talking about another beast from the East, we have Flavor. Like, I know if you're in the new generation or in the new era or the old era of Afrobeat, you should also know Flavor. So no need to describe him. But this time, he came with a good hit, which they called Big Baller. And it's one of the greatest right now. Like, the song is generally just the biggest thing that is happening in the East right now. So without talking too much, our Flavor, Big Baller.
Another. If you know, you know. But if you don't know, you know.
Now you know. Now you know. If you know, you know. The big ballers in town. Now you know. Now you know. Ever let me get boo. Forget what they know them. Is money,
it's nothing.
Balling, balling,
Alapa.
Premium or nothing.
Them or nothing.
Now you know,
now you know,
now you know,
now you know.
Never let me get boo. Forget what they know. It's money,
it's nothing.
Ballin', ballin', premium or nothing.
Them or nothing.
Now you know.
Nabania and he titled that's one big baller. Agba baller. How much is money, man? Spend it, man. What the fuck? Let's spend money. So that was Flavor Nabania. And for those who know, like, not everybody has to know him, but trust me, everybody needs to know Flavor. If you don't, then trust me, there is no need listening to Afrobeat, because these are the grandfathers of Afrobeat. Yes, I said it and I mean it. Like, he has been there since 2010 and nothing has made him, like, for a minute, drop down. If Flavor, like, I believe Flavor is one of those who I believe, even if he cops, the Easterners are still going to stream that shit. Like, literally, Easterners, they don't fuck with him. You want to know the kind of influence he has? Just go say shit about him in the East. Hey, you're not coming to my life, trust me. He was born on the 23rd of November 1983. Officially, he's 40 years old right now. And he's from Enugu State, and he was born in Enugu. He's a gospel artist, alive, and an Igbo alive artist. And sincerely speaking, talking about Flavor, a lot of people literally started knowing him, like, when he started releasing Uncle Baby Ashawo Remix, yes, from the album which he titled Uplifted. And also he released a studio album called Nabania, self-titled album called Nabania, in the same year, 2010. And talking about Onyi Remix, which he did featuring Tiwa Savage, if I'm not making any mistake, yes, which was the first video, I guess, at that time, don't twist my words, at that time, two celebrities, two great artists, like the favorite of everybody loves the both of them at that time, we are kissing in the music video, and everybody were like, shit. Trust me, that video really got a lot of views because of that sequence, that short clip that just happened. Everybody was screaming, like, trust me, the whole thing was really a big talk. I'm not trying to make things up. At that time, I don't know right now, right now it's not a big deal. Like, even when you see someone like Nicki Minaj kissing Drake on music videos, it just seems normal. But at that time, it wasn't normal to us. Like, trust me, I know what I'm saying. I am from Nigeria. It wasn't normal to us. So at that time, it was a big deal, and that kind of video really kind of took the internet unexpected, and everybody were talking about it. And talking about him, anybody who also knows Flavor back in 2010, yes, I'm not making any mistake, she also know
African rapper number one. Like number, not I just sang the full line, but the title of the song is number one by AMI featuring Flavor Nabania. That song, trust me, that song was literally my favorite from the album, the movie. My favorite song from the album, no jokes. So at that time, Nabania was really dominating. Not just dominating at a particular time, dominated for a couple of years and years. Then after then, he had to, you know, withdraw back, just giving us one. It's right now, you're surprised. After this, we'll not hear from him again for like for the couple of 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Because I think it's been long he did, what is it called? An album project, yes, if I'm not making any mistake, like since 2017, which he titled EJLA The Traveler. Like, that was the last time he really did a project. So since then, he has been doing his thing, just basically short and short, and after that he comes with a single, does a video, and he leaves, takes a vacation. Maybe he probably just wants to enjoy his money, what do I know. So in even is it, I beg, make you go flex in your life, I beg. And right now we have Chike featuring, no, he's not featuring, Chike and Mubad, they call this one Egu. Also Chike is from the east, and we have late Mubad from the, is it from the west? Yes, from the west. And they both titled this one Egu.
Immodernization, chicken from any pressure, street orientation. Immodernization. Permission to enter your spirit. Anyway, anyhow, you know, say you go feel me. Music no need permission to enter your spirit. Yeah, yo. Anyway, anyhow, you know, say you go feel me.
Was Chike and Mubad, they both titled that one Egu. And I'm talking about Chike. First of all, I already told he's from the east, which I don't know where he's from, but I know he's from the east. He's an Igbo boy, if I may say. He was born in 1993, January 23rd, and he was born in Anambra, Onitsha, Anambra State, Nigeria. I said it. He's an Afrobeat, R&B, Afropop, and also an Alive and Soul singer. He's been in the music world since 2016. I can say I really did not catch him till late 2020, if I'm not making any mistake. I really did not catch him. Not using the word catch him, I really did not listen to him or get exposed to him. Okay, let me start using my English right. Get to know his music at 20 or the late 2020, yeah, because when he did the Boo of the Bullets, and I guess the song that really caught my attention was the one when he featured Simi, which he titled, what was it called? What's the name of the song again? I can't really remember, man. It was a great song, and like, trust me, even to understand, the song won the Eddie's Award for the award for the City People Music Award for the album, and also the Eddie's in the Best R&B Album of the Year. So trust me, that song was great, and it was the reason I really started listening to Chicken. And after that, trust me, I came to realize that, yeah, he's somebody I've been missing listening to. Trust me. And talking about the guy from the West, which I said earlier, he goes by the name Mumbadi. He was born on 3rd January 1996 and he died in 12th of September 2023. I'm sorry to hear this, but trust me, one of a great singer, one of our greatest, like, to be, he would have been, and trust me, a good writer, songwriter. He really he's one of those guys who really did not get to shine. Trust me, even a lot of people might felt like he did what he got to do, but trust me, I believe there were more to it. Like, let's give an example. Imagine Burna Boy died in the late 2016, 2017. People would have also seen him as a great, but trust me, you gave him 2-3 years after that and it became the, like, right now, literally, I can say Burna Boy is literally the biggest star out of Africa at this very moment. No cap, and nobody can argue that. I'm not telling you, I'm not asking you. This is my own opinion, so that is it. So, talking about Mumbadi, he also came into the game in 2019, which he died before 2023, and he was also signed to Immolization, which was his own personal record label at that time before he's dead. But formerly, his former record label was Malian's Music. Like, the Malian's Music, they brought him out, they gave him the fame that he needed and all of those. So that's that for that. And his EP, after his death, his EP became the big talk, like topping chart and all of those, and everybody were like, does he have to die first before his song gets recognized? There's one thing I also want to say when it comes to entertainment. Like, if you are not on the media, I guess your song does not really have much to do when it comes to, you know, streaming. Trust me, I know what I'm saying. Because even the guy that sang Kilo, so why is this guy's name on my mind but I can't say it? I really can't remember his name right now. The guy that sang Kilo, so he made a tweet and he said, since his sex tape was released, his biggest song has been Kiloso, and that's because the media was already talking about him at that time, and now he has made greater songs, even better than that song, but yet nobody is streaming the song right now. He needs to create another sex tape to make. So what I'm trying to say is, most time, that's why you see a lot of big artists, they chase the clout and try to get the fame. Yeah, because at the end of the day, let me give an example. Wizkid Mumps died after the media really didn't talk much about it and all of those, because it was, you know, Wizkid, and, you know, he's this kind of a private guy who really don't want to get himself involved with a lot of shit. But that aside, but there's one thing I noticed. After the death of his mother, he did the burial and all of those, and he was planning to, after a couple of weeks after, or a month after, he was planning to release his EP. He started doing things, like, literally, if you could remember, he started going to places, trading off money, doing giveaway online, promising people money. So the media was really on him at that time. So at that particular time, he really, so what I'm trying to say is, these are clouds. People look for time to buy things like this, to be like, yes, I'm the topic of the town right now. So at the end of the day, when people keep talking about me, people be like, who is that guy? They'll be like, he's an artist. So at that time, your streams, the media, the internet is there. They are all gathering. It's called CSO, yeah, the search organization, which means at that time, what people are searching for, is it your name? It starts coming up every other places, like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and as far as it's in the internet, you start becoming a topic. Like, for example, now let me use TikTok, a very big platform. TikTok right now, if there is a big topic on TikTok and you say something related to that topic, you don't even have to title your video related to it, just say something related to that topic. At the end of the day, you see your video being tagged as that topic. So what I'm trying to say is, that's how CSO works. At the end of the day, when people keep talking about you, both other platform, the internet start gathering your information, start bringing it out. At the end of the day, you become the bigger topic on the internet. So right now, I have Charlie Poppy. Finally, we're playing this guy's song on this program. So welcome, Charlie Poppy, and also Dumodo Black, and the title is one, Casts.
Broadway flew to many as that not no matin. Presido with the big machine. Your girlfriend wanna suck my team, but not be that kind of pussy I be. If I pour smoke, give you one, you no pass. You no pass, that me say it don't cast. No last chance. It don't cast you, it don't cast you, it don't cast. It don't cast. It don't cast, it don't cast. Say, it don't cast. It don't cast you, it don't cast. It don't cast, it don't cast. Say, it don't cast. Put your girl on full trouble club for net. 12:30, use boat, no flat. She locate my location. So I will go to vibration.
Sensational above the conditioner. Really, really practitioner. This one a senior dita, been a mama sita. Big girl, I need your wound up, mama. God, if she no fuck, oh, if she no suck. Who go pay for a wig and number? No. When he wants up, she go holla big gun. Never. All along, she dey follow me boss. Nuts. Punish me like African mom. Charlie pop you go mount us. Come on, buddy, with the bomb bread for the contest. Cash, cast, obrigado on the conquest.
Where I flew to many as that not normal team. Presido with the big machine. Your girlfriend wanna suck my team, but not be that kind of CIP. If I pour smoke, give you one, you no pass. You no pass, that me say dog cast. No last chance. You dog cast, you dog. It don't cast, it don't cast. Wait, it don't cast. It don't cast, it don't cast. Say, it don't cast. It don't cast, you. It don't cast. It don't cast, it don't cast. Say, it don't cast.
We all get on boat, trouble, club, or net. Swept, jet, see, use boat, no flat. She locates my location. She looks so happy, feeling the vibration.
Okay, that was Charlie Poppy and Odumodu Black. And they titled that one cast. And I'm talking about intro. Anytime I hear se, 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 right now it's becoming it's becoming a slogan for the street, like se, 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 se. Yeah, that's Charlie Poppy. You know it's Charlie Poppy. And next time you hear something like what's the producer's name again? Busy. Forget him. Just knows everything go busy. Trust me. That was Odumodu Black and Charlie Poppy. Even that song, as I said, was one of the greatest songs that happened last year. And Odumodu Black promised us, and it was like the main reason he was going to do something with Charlie Poppy was because anytime you hear that guy in the club, trust me, the energy is different, the vibe is different. So really, when I heard that song, I was like, now I know what Odumodu Black was talking about. And it was the moment I even started recognizing Odumodu Black as an artist who knows his craft. Like, one thing is for an artist to know what he's doing or to know how to sing, but another thing is to know the industry part of it, the marketing part of it. Trust me, it was that moment I really realized that Odumodu Black is going to be one of those who's going to stay for a very, very long time. And talking about Charlie Poppy, he goes by the name Crown Uzema, and he's from Benin City, my brother from another mother, Edo State, and he does Afropop, Afrobeat, and Amapiano. He's a rapper, a songwriter, and also a singer. He has been in the game since 2011, and he's signed to Diaper Music and his own record label called Plutomanians. He's now holding up to it, Plutomania. Everybody claim Plutomania right now. And the other one, we have another guy from the East. I don't know. A lot of artists from either the West or the East. So Odumodu Black is also from the East, and it goes by the name Ojogu Kwachuku. Yes, and you can also call him Big Color, Big Gun, Oye Papa, and Odumodu Black. I don't know, that Black is like Black, so I don't know how to pronounce it. And he was born on 19th October 1993, and he was born in Lagos, and he's from Abuja, and he does hip-hop, grim, drill, and Afrobeat. He has been in the game also since 2017, and he signed to Native Records and Def Jam. Def Jam! Literally Def Jam! So Odumodu Black also has been, you know, a guy who I love so much. Trust me, we have probably two of his tracks today. Trust me, he's one of the greatest, and he's still there, and he's still going to be doing great things, because generally, I believe he was even featured in Sketab's new album. I don't know the name of the album, I've forgotten it. He was featured in that album. Trust me, what he did, him and Idris Elba, they both did justice to the song. Without talking too much, just go stream it out. Skepta featuring Odumodu Black and Idris Elba. You will enjoy the song. But right now we have the biggest verse, which I think is the biggest verse. Okay, let me say it again. We have what I think is going to be the future biggest verse of all time. I call this Twe 1, and it's Davido and Kiss Dani, and this is Twe Remix. We're going to be back while we talk about the song.
to only things to want. One more one. Only car to want. Cash a good job. Balama, balama. Pound the life, oh, me for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a fair walk. Shadow, I can't do shots. But you power sporty. Well, you see those shots. What you want? I'm on two. When you call a mura, I'm giving you a. You're giving me a little bit. Twerk your body, twerk your body, twerk give me your bagasi, your body looking like tsunami. Explosive Hiroshima Nagasaki. Plenty of money, don't make me miscalculate. Don't make me over the pay. Don't make me the misbehave. Be the way them twerk, 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 twerk. We don't make a man go. Taking a pepe, pepe. And I'm me, oh Jesus. Baby, feeling the boy like Oleku. Awesome, dio, wait, dio, 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 dio. Oh, yeah, see, be way up on this twerk, 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 twerk.
That was Davido and Kiss Danny. Like, these guys have literally worked on a couple of songs together, if I'm not mistaken, like four. Because the first one, I guess, Kiss Danny featured Davido on Would You Remiss? Yes, I can remember that. And also, he featured him on, what's the name of this song again? One Ticket? Yes, which Davido did justice to again. For the Woju, I can't really say because there was Tiwa Savage. So I guess Tiwa Savage always knew how to steal people's songs. So she needs to be crucified for that. That aside, Davido also tried, but I'm not saying he didn't do a good job. But for One Ticket, he did a greater job. For Twerk Twerk, he did the greatest job. Am I making any sense? So if I'm not, so just forget about it. So that was Twerk Twerk by Kiss Danny and Davido. We already know Kiss Danny and we already know Davido. So no much to talk about them, but just to say they have been blessing us back to back with great collaborations. And indeed, we are still expecting greater and better songs from the both of them. But this time, I also want Davido to involve Kiss Danny in one of his own projects. Waiting this up. Now let Kiss Danny go to the feature. You may still feature the guy. And you don't understand. Do I know, say, if they feature Kiss Danny, the guy they do. But trust me, I literally say that if I hear a song that Kiss Danny is well featured, I'll be like, he's just gonna do a 50-50 thing. Like, I don't know, I know, but there are people when you feature them, I make mention of them the other time. People like T.Y. Savvy, people like what's this guest's name again? Arista, people like Odumodu Black, people like Mayoku, Ajam. See, there are people you don't. If you feature these people, don't just forget the song. Go home and tell them to take the song and upload, because at the end of the day, you'll be like, you just came and it's like their song and they just told you to do backup. That was all. So right now, so we have a Dumodo Black featuring Tiwa Savage, and the title is 100 million. If you could remember, I talked about this song a few weeks back, two weeks back. The song came out. I really did not have the time to put it on the playlist that very week. So it is now our pleasure and drum rolls, ladies and gentlemen, as I give to you 100 million by Odumodu Black featuring the one and only Queen Tiwa Savage.
Fuck up the club, we no send.
Shouts out here.
Fuck up the club, we no send. Young man who buy the banner, we spend.
We
Azul Yakba them, don't bracket you are like Olopa.
Who
pray?
Me.
Mama, throw it for the boys for Zanga. Hey, Orogo the challenge of small boys, they cannot think of that.
Sustain.
100 million is an insult.
But I say,
bow.
Now we can put the bills, they're bomb boys.
Bomb.
see how we did to feel the ball right in me. No man check, I'm the girl so scared of me.
Hey, I don't follow for the game where they play my advice. If you want follow Kelly way I like you, go tell I.
Why?
You guys they walk from sunrise to sunset like exile. You guys they run to four. Yeah. You guys they hustle full cause Gamboro dies.
Yeah, 20 color for my niggas for Boro. Pull up with the gang, got the leeches, no Simonow. Pull up to bat team, mother baby, I run on the practice. Chipping out cash, pick up my auntie. Pound on a lion, yeah, but I'm to ashes.
Yeah, yeah. How many men they kill to fill my body, oh? You cannot father my wife, shanky party, oh. Pull up and spray my pumpy, oh. I don't get time for money, oh. They cannot be my party, cause Kalamazoo slow their touch, you.
Big chain, I bust out, come pop like one time. They blow the money up, everybody, they run the beat like ghost town. Yeah, Versace, Fendi, and Prada. Louis Vuitton, Cushati, Oshati, Wadi, Para. The money long, MC Hammer. I know they play with them, it's the return of the shower.
Fuck up the club, we no send young man who buy the bar, now we spend. Zuliak by them, don't bracket you out like a lopper.
Queen of rap,
mama throw it for the boys for Zanga.
Show me, hey.
Or they go to challenge us, small boys, they cannot think of that.
Sisay, 100 million is a miss, so far I say.
Yeah,
now we they fool the abuse, they born boys.
For small children,
see how we they feel they ball like in the moon.
Shay,
no man check, I'm the girl so scared of the moon.
I don't follow for the game where they play my advice. You go say I.
20 color for my niggas for
Boro. You got the wrong to four. You got the hustle full come down to road dice.
Pull up with a gang on the leeches.
Yo, that was Dumo the Black featuring the one and only Queen T. World Savage. Yes, and they titled that 100 million. It was two parts of the song that really caught my attention. The part that Dumo the Black said and recognized T. World Savage as the queen of rap. Trust me, there was one thing I keep saying. One thing about talent is you doing what you know how to do best. And the other thing is diversity. Trust me, trust me, trust me. And I'll say this again. The main reason I think and I know the only female in this life, the female artist in this life that I can be like, put her on any song and she does justice to it, no matter the genre, no matter the, I don't care to know where the song is coming from. Even if it was recorded in Tanzania or with a Zulu instrumental or it was made in Italian language, all you have to just do is tell her and be like, this is the message I'm trying to pass. Go home and come back. And trust me, she's going to do justice to it. And that person is Beyonce. And the main reason I'm saying this is because I've heard her on different kinds of songs. Have you heard her latest album? Trust me, this is not an hip-hop show. That album is... Trust me, that album should be goated. Trust me, that album should be goated. Like, she made a Texas album. No, come on. A country song when she's an R&B singer. You don't know how change of diversity that is. Like... Israel, you trying to tell me, okay, how would I say, a gospel artist, not even a gospel artist, like a worldly artist is now transiting into a gospel artist and having no stress doing that and delivering every single track. Trust me, that's talent overdose. I say it. She's the only person I'd be like, yeah, I can say, put her on any song and she's going to do justice to it. I know what I'm saying. Tell me the song she has been on. I'll be like, she didn't do justice to it. And I'll tell you, yeah, she was lying. And also, that goes also with Tiwa Savage. She's also this kind of a person who knows how to do a thing. Just tell her the message and leave her. Trust me. I know Tiwa Savage is one of the greatest that has ever and will ever do it when it comes to the female categories in Africa. No, nobody. Even when I went to the comment section of that song on YouTube, everybody was like, you need to give these ladies our flowers. People were from Tanzania, from Uganda, even our neighboring country, Ghana. You know, we fight a lot, but trust me, somebody was there saying, I'm from Ghana. If there's any other female artist who want to compare with her, I trust. This person is not yet born in Africa. Trust me, I don't know how to say this. Tiwa Savage is too good and good to be called good. I know what I'm saying. So without talking too much right now, I have Kosi featuring Panturaki. And the title is one, Credit Alert. For a very long time, I haven't even heard from Panturaki. And here is the opportunity for us to hear from him. And trust me, I've not really talked about this guy for a very long time. And talking about Kosi, I don't even know him, which I'm going to also be telling you about him. Also, before Panturaki, you know, trust me, he has been there for a very long time also. And without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Kosi featuring Panturaki, and the both titled this one Credit Alert.
No,
Caesar.
No,
Kosi.
Panturanki and Kosi. It was officially Kosi featuring Panturanki, and they titled that very one Credit a Lot. And talking about Kosi, I really don't know much about him. He's an upcoming artist. I don't even know how long he has been and how long he's planning to stay, but I know he's an upcoming artist, and the song that really gave him this exposure also is this Credit a Lot, featuring Panturanki. The song officially has accumulated up to like 350,000, you know, streams on YouTube, and on Spotify. He's also doing great, and he's signed to Powerhouse Entertainment / Breed Africa. And talking about Panturanki himself, you know, one of the greatest also to have done it when it comes to African music. He is also into African reggae and Afro reggae and Afro dancehall. And he was born on the 27th of May 1990. He's 33 years officially, and he's from Lagos State, Nigeria, and he has been in the game since 2009. Like Panturanki officially, the song that brought him into limelight was that very song which he did and featuring Timaya. If I can remember the name of the song, I'll be very happy. But that was the song that brought him into limelight. And after that, the guy has been delivering over and over and over and over. Though he has had, you know, a couple of collaborations also with Timaya,
No, personally, because Timaya also is a very good, you know, dance or singer. He's somebody who knows how to do dance also, and like their collaborations are also great. That they never miss tracks when they are both together. Just know it's a hit. Just I'm saying this because I know this. So that is that for that. So as I said before, as of course, I really don't know much, and that is that for that for today. And my name remains Dachula Shebro, and also we're in the studios of Radio Fab. And today is almost like not almost. We are already going to the closing of today's episode. If you've been listening so far, I just want to say thank you, and you're always welcome. Our podcasts are always there. If you miss any of our episodes, you can always come back and listen to it, and hope to see you join us next week at the same time, 6:30, same, you know, same website, same place, you know, whatever place you've been listening from, anywhere. I just want to say thank you, you're welcome, and always I'll say stay responsible, stay alive, and you know, just don't be stupid. So without talking too much right now, I have more bad peace, and I guess this is gonna be peace be unto everybody, and everybody wants peace generally in life. And I also want to say that the greatest thing that every human desire and deserves is peace. So but I just want to also say, with this track, I just want to say rest in peace, more bad, and may your soul rest in peace. And may also the right thing, like the courts find the person, whoever, if somebody was, you know, involved in your murder, let your kids be properly, you know, attended to. It will be a pleasure for me also, because losing somebody like this as a talent is it was more like a tragedy to the nation. Trust me, the whole nation cried, and that is that for that. So without talking too much, I'm going to be recapping today's episode. I just want to say thank you all for listening, and thank you very much. My name remains Dachula Shebro. See you next week, same time, 6:30, and I'm signing out.
Waiting be this one like this. Been through many things, many, many gist. Oh, I still find my peace in my life. Oh, what they do like see me, I know they see. Like say I know they hear. Which kind person be this? Oh, waiting be this one like this. Been through many things, and like I hate Genesis. I be dealing with enemies. Survivor,
survivor.
Me unique, but money chaser, faster than a bullet. Flying like a rocket, bad man we never rest. King of South and the West, faster than a car. Move by me, sir, faster than a Benz. Oh, you below level, so bad vibes on the ground. Really my Sam, I'm so badly car. I hit the local down, want them to nigga. They won't say your nigga. They want to turn your teacher before you are my
Omaniga, oh my nigga.
You go there when I no get ginger. Omaniga, oh my nigga. You go there when I no get rubber. Cause my mama be praying for me, say make I get it. Oh my baby, say you go there before my suru lady. Waiting be this one like this. Been through many things, many, many gist. I still find my peace. Oh, they do like say me, I know they see. Like say I know they hear. Which kind person be this? Oh, waiting be this one like this. Been through many things, like I hate Genesis. I be dealing with frenemies. Survivor, me unique, money chaser, faster than a bullet. Flying like a rocket, bad man with a verse. King of South and the West, faster than a car. Move by me, sir, faster than a Benzo. Jump low level, so bad vibes on the ground. Reading myself, I'm so badly calm. I hit the lock, I want them to nicker. They won't say your nicker.
they want to turn your teacher. Before you are my woman, oh my nigga, oh my nigga. You go there when I no get ginger. Oh my nigga, oh my nigga. You go there when I no get rubber. Cause my mama be praying for me, say make I get it. Oh my baby, she you go there before my suru lele.
Jay on the track.